Welcome back, or welcome to the Daily Driver Podcast. The purpose here, it's pretty straightforward. In the next 10 minutes max, I'm going to share a story, an experience, perhaps an idea that I hope will help you become a little bit better racer today. I'm Luke Bogacki, and this is the Daily Driver. At the gym, where I work out most mornings when I'm home, I have befriended a man by the name of Dave. And Dave, who before we talked, I would have assumed was in his, early to mid-60s. He gets around great. He's in pretty good shape. Dave is 86. 86. Keep in mind, he's in the gym at 6 a.m. just about every time I go to the gym. Dave's a former military commander, he's a patriot. He attributes his great health to running earlier in his life. He kept a log. His goal was to run, quote, around the world. Log, I think he said 29,900 miles. That would get you around the globe. You can fact check me on that. I'll take his word for it. He said he stopped once he got to 29,900. Stopped logging it. Didn't stop running. Figures that he's logged 40,000 plus miles of running in his life, credits his current health to that. Anyway, long story short, that's the little bit that I know about Dave. I walk into the gym yesterday. I see Dave. I say, hello. How are you, Dave? Dave looks me right in the eye. And he's got this funny look on his face. And he says, well, I'll be honest, I'm feeling a little guilty. What do you mean? He said, well, my doctor, they limit, you know, for my heart, they limit the amount of weight that I can put on any of these machines. He said, so I don't lift much, but I've got a routine. And today, like, I feel great. I'm going double reps on everything all the way across, and nothing seems to affect me. I feel awesome. And I go, so where's the guilt come in? And again, he's got the funny look on his face. And he says, well, Luke, I've seen so many people around me, my age, people way younger than me, struggle with their health. And a part of me, like, as good as it feels to be 86 years old and doing this, part of me feels guilty that I'm doing this well. It wasn't what I expected to hear. At all, right? Here I was, and I probably couldn't even identify it myself, but I was in the midst of a funk, right? And then when I stepped back from it a little bit, you know, just personally, like, I was feeling overwhelmed, if I'm going to be honest, feeling a little bit sorry for myself. And here's this 86-year-old man. Physically, he is not capable, even though he's in great shape, he's not capable of doing the things that I'm taking for granted walking around this gym. And he is feeling guilty about how good he's got it. What it made me realize, I should feel guilty for not realizing how damn good I have it every single day. The things that I just take for granted, assuming they're going to happen again tomorrow. The sunrise, my own health, the health of my family, the love of my family, the opportunity to strap on a helmet and stage up this weekend. All the times that we can allow ourselves to fall into the trap of thinking about this incredible life that we have as a burden. It's a gift. It's a gift that Dave shouldn't feel guilty about enjoying. It's a gift that I shouldn't feel guilty about enjoying. It's a gift that we shouldn't feel guilty about appreciating. The guilt comes when we realize that we're not appropriately appreciating the gift. Thanks, Dave. That's exactly what I needed this morning.